to the Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions and get your snacks and your drinks. For your entertainment, this is the Clean Slate Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Clean Slate Podcast. We are in the middle of our 31 days of Halloween. Thank you so much, Justin, for our intro. I am Daniel Garza, your host, and this is Carson Belly Phillips.
That's me. Did you see my belly? I can't see my full camera.
Yeah. Okay. Carson is taking off his shirt now because he
That's why we don't have a YouTube channel.
Steamy yet. From this movie. I know what you did last summer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Oh my god.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Well, Carson kind of chose this one, but here is the log line for I Know What You Did Last Summer. Four young friends bound by a tragic accident are reunited when they find themselves being stalked by a hook-wielding maniac in their small seaside town. That was so funny. You know how in IMDb it'll show like the trailer as you're on the page?
So for all you Scooby-Doo fans, this does have Sarah Michelle Prince and Freddie Prince Jr., known as playing Fred and Daphne. They're married in real life.
Nice. And
I don't think they were married during this film. I don't think they're even coupled up in this film. But
no, they're not.
They're in a lot of iconic horror films. Like, she's in, like, The Grudge and, like, a ton of stuff. And he's shown up in quite a few things, too. Scream 2. She's in Scream 2. Obviously, Scooby-Doo. But
nice. All right. Yeah. Well, do you want to give him a little rundown
of this
movie? Some
fun connections. Yeah. So, basically, we're kind of in a... I don't know. What does it say? They're in North Carolina, right? Something like that. So, they're in North Carolina.
Seaside town.
They live among the seas.
The sea. Under the sea.
For those of you who haven't seen this, this is very much a 90s movie.
Yep.
I believe it came out around the time of Scream, maybe a little before Scream, maybe after. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah.
But they both were kind of known as like bringing back the slasher genre in the 90s because it was kind of gone. It was more of an 80s thing for a while. But anyways, so this is kind of like the first jump into that. But there's this group of teens. They're all hanging out. They're going to graduate soon. You kind of have... one of the girls is a little bit more like, I guess she's like an alt girl, maybe. Jennifer Love Hewitt. I don't know what her vibe really is, to be honest. But then you have like the popular beauty pageant girl and then their respective boyfriends. And one night they're out partying. I think it's graduation. And they're doing a little bonfire and there's been some drinking involved. And on the way back, they accidentally run someone over. And instead of doing the right thing and turning it in, they decide to dispose of the body very similar to Sorority Row. I'm sure it takes inspiration from the original Sorority Row. But anyways, jump forward in time a little bit, and there's some murders that start happening in the town, and it seems someone knows what they did last summer, which is covering up this dead body. And it's kind of a – you don't really know who the killer is until – the very end, there's a couple options of who it could be. But I won't spoil that here. So
okay. My favorite thing about this movie was Johnny Galecki, who is Leonard in The Big Bang Theory. and he just it's so funny because The Big Bang Theory is one of my favorite shows. And he is like literally just some nerd that...
In this?
No, he's not even a... I mean, yes, he is a nerd because it's kind of his typecast, but he plays like this kind of tough guy nerd, and he like just does not do well at the role. it's so funny because he tries to...
Wait, which guy was he?
He's Max. He's the guy who tries to fight Barry at the beginning. And then
that idiot. He's like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This movie has some... I don't know if I really want to do the... normal likes and dislikes. I feel like we should just kind of...
Okay, you want to just cover it?
I feel like... So, like, obviously, there's a lot of stuff we could poke at this movie to say it's not good or whatnot, but I feel like you're kind of here for the fun kills, the cheesy acting, I feel like the actors do an okay job, but Jennifer Love Hewitt maybe doesn't do a good job.
Yeah, she just screams the whole movie.
Yeah, I mean, good scream queen, I guess, if you could call her that. Yeah. I was kind of loving, what's his name, Ryan Felipe, the other boyfriend in this. His performance, he's such a jerk. He's like the biggest douchebag, and he does such a good job at it, and I thought that's kind of fun. The soundtrack's fun, and obviously the killer having a hook for his weapon is pretty great.
The hash-slinging slasher.
I will say he does like randomly appear and then like disappear with like all traces of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like what was the one where the body's in the trunk?
Yeah.
He just vanishes.
Yeah, and,
the body's gone again. I'm like, how
cleans
do you do
up
that?
Real quick.
Straight up Scooby-Doo villain.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I didn't mind the acting in all this. Besides Jennifer Love Hewitt, the story actually isn't horrible. Like,
it's decent, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a decent. I mean, it's decent, but I don't understand why it got such a low. I mean, I do because it's cheesy and it's just like screaming and kind of dead bodies everywhere and stuff. But I mean, to me, I think this deserved a little bit of a better.
I think it's self-aware too. Like, I think they know what they're doing.
But yeah, this movie, it does take a nice couple of twists in it too. It leads you, it misdirects you a lot of times, especially when they're like hunting down who they think the killer is. And then just the, I think probably just the running and chasing scenes and the murder scenes are all kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
And that's especially where it kind of loses it.
When he chases them into like that shop, the two girls in the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, this is a lot. Like, this is very extreme at this moment.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, it did really well in box office, right?
Yeah, it did really well at box office. I mean, enough to make two more movies and more recently a TV show. So.
Yeah, that's true. Their budget was $17 million. And worldwide, it opening weekend got $15 million, and then worldwide it grossed $125 million. So it did really well for kind of how stupid and cheesy it is.
Yeah. I also just have to say there's a really good Simpsons episode that parodies this.
Okay.
Called I Know What You Diddly Italy Did. It's a really good episode.
Okay.
It's Treehouse of Horror 10, if you're interested. It's a good one.
Yeah. Anyway, cool. You got anything else to say on it?
No, I think it's a good watch. It's on, what is it on, HBO?
No, it's on Peacock.
Peacock. Yeah, Peacock has a ton of horror films, so not sponsored, but they should sponsor us. You guys should go over there, have some fun. I mean, Halloween, right around the corner. This would be a good Halloween night one, I feel like.
Yeah, even though it takes place on the 4th of July.
Cold weather vibes. That's true. It feels right, though.
The beginning of it is cold weather. But it's a pretty good watch. So go ahead, check it out. And guys, that's going to do it for I Know What You Did Last Summer. We are going to be continuing on. We are on the last leg of our marathon. It's kind of crazy. We've made it. What was that?
How many legs do we have?
A lot of legs. So I think five. I mean, if we're doing it by week.
Oh God.
Anyway. Yeah, guys. So we are going to be watching the next Notorious film that Carson and I kind of grew up. We gave you Disturbia that we loved growing up, and the next one I think we loved growing up as well, called The Strangers. So we will be talking about that tomorrow. If you want to stop by, be sure to watch it. It's on I think that one's on Netflix. Yeah. So all right, guys, we will see you tomorrow. Happy Halloween.
That's a clean slate.